You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I have been avoiding this episode all day long. I really have been. Because, well, you'll see why. Normally, favorite show of the week, the Michigan Mailbag. It's a little superfluous. Today, it's going to be a shorter episode, I can tell you that. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hohl, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. Let's get into it. Let's start with our leaders and best, who are our leaders and best for a reason. It's a rare, I think it's maybe the second episode that James Crudup has not asked the opening question. And that goes back to like literally the first mailbag. The first one, September 2018. So we'll start with Josh Barr at Jadicky. How many licks does it take to get to the center of why Harbaugh and the AD can't agree on a deal? And obviously, we're going to get a lot of questions like this, which is why it's not going to be that long of an episode. But I mean, the long and short of it is egos on either side, I would imagine, and it's annoying and frustrating, and it's, rest assured, I do believe one will be done, and I'm starting to feel like maybe one will be done sooner than later. I think that the Santa Ono tweet from earlier today is indicative of that to some degree, as well as the Michigan football retort immediately. It feels like there's that. Now, that's the president and Jim Harbaugh. Not really sure what the holdup is between Ward and Jim, particularly. Again, I think it's overblown, this tension situation that is kind of being thrown out there. I think it's kind of some narratives that people from, I think more so the Jim Harbaugh side, want people to believe because it gives him more leverage and ability. Clearly Ward hasn't handled this great either. So I think it will be, I look back and I have a dog, that wasn't even down here. It's like seeing a ghost all of a sudden. I think it will get done sooner or later, but we just gotta have to be patient. I don't know why to me, it would have been one of those like wrap it up, get it done. My brother in metal, Michael Wolf at MWolf21. Will Michigan's offense be more balanced next season? Can the defense continue to be a top defense? I think the defense definitely will be a top defense. Huge blow, I think, that no one really saw coming with the Abioki deciding he's going to move on from the program. All indications he's going to end up at Charlotte. Under Biff Poggi, I guess that makes sense. It definitely, Biff was somewhat babysitting him at least early, but it sucks. I really like Iabi, you know, and I feel like he had matured a lot since I interviewed him as a recruit. But I think the defense will still be great. I think as far as balance is concerned, I think it's actually relatively balanced right now, if I'm not mistaken. As far as overall yards, I mean, you want it more, I think. When people talk about balance, I think you're looking more for like a 60-40 split rather than a 50-50 split, per se. So Michigan finished the season at 24th offensively. They rushed for 3,345. They passed it for 3,078. So, I think that they'll probably be a little bit more pass happy, but I mean, you're bringing back Blake and Donovan, so maybe not too much. You know what I mean? So we will see. Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner 1. What is our biggest roster needs going into the 2023 season? Well, now that Jamon Green is declared, cornerback would be one of them. Just because you don't have anything that's really proven. We'll get to a little bit more of that. I know there's another question about the corners. But I wouldn't be surprised if they targeted one in the portal. I still feel like there's a lot of guys that could play, and you know, are you relying on Jaden McBurrows to be that guy? And you know, he's someone that would have been had he not had injuries, and then start to kind of get better, and then you know, get into a little bit of a melee in the Michigan Stadium Tunnel or the Lloyd Carr Tunnel, whatever you want to call it. But I would say there, if Michael Barrett comes back, you should be fine at linebacker. You might need You might want to see if you can get another edge rusher, but it helps that you brought in Josiah Stewart with Abioki leaving. Offense seems stacked top to bottom. Maybe a wide receiver, but we'll see what Cornelius Johnson decides to do. We'll know who's going to stay and go here in a couple days. Trevor Keegan announced today he's coming back to Michigan, so you feel like probably Zach Sinter is going to follow suit. So we'll see. KRTF, you've got more, and I'm just going there. Do you feel that those needs will be filled by recruiting or transfer portal? Well, for 2023, they're going to have to be filled by transfer portal, but I mean, I guess you could go back into the recruiting well. And certainly there's some defensive backs that could work for you that you've already got, Miles Pollard and Zeke Berry, some of those guys that you hope that could be, you know, that could maybe step up in year two. Number three, what was your favorite game of the 2022 season? I think it would be easy to say Ohio State, and I think that's my favorite outcome. I think my favorite game was Penn State because it was just domination from pretty much the beginning. Penn State, and it was doing it in the way that everyone said Penn State wasn't going to let them do it. And I know that's the same thing kind of for Ohio State. Ohio State is my favorite outcome. That's the one I'll look back on more favorably. But as far as it happening in real time and the way it unfolded as it happened was probably Penn State. But who am I kidding? The Ohio State game. They out Ohio State at Ohio State for the first in the first half and then by having the big plays and then ran it down their throat. That doesn't get any better than that. All right. KRT at Farmer 84. Does Zuri bark at every little noise outside like my dogs do? Absolutely. She even starts barking if I start talking in a really low voice. If I start
talking like this or start going to whoa, 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 whoa.
Thankfully, she's upstairs. But if I start going, whoa, 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 whoa. So a lot of times she'll be like, see, and then she heard that and is now running downstairs very like, what is happening? Let's see if we can,
whoa, 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 whoa.
No, she's just very curious. Okay. Will Michigan run JJ more next year? They seem to be very reluctant to call designed runs this year. Yeah, I think that they probably will run him a little bit more, but I guess it's like if you don't have to. I wish that they would have done it just to essentially set the precedent of you have to worry about this a lot. Because early in the season, that was a thing that teams were concerned with, and I don't think they were as concerned with it later. Which is fine, you know, because then it, you know, opens up other possibilities. But I would like to see him get like a solid 7 every game. I think that would be good. All right, finishing us out, segment one, Jonathan Joseph at Joseph 2156. No question, just good luck with the episode right now. Thank you. And you'll see more of what I mean or what he means momentarily. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From pro football to college bowl season to basketball, we've got it all at betonline.net. Don't want to talk about Michigan basketball right now. They just lost to Iowa. If you love sports podcasts, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we have got so much more. Yet, so few more. I'd like to thank our Victor's Valiant for keeping this good before we get into the third segment, but it will still be a little bit. So let's start with Jim at Jim in the North. What's up with NIL? It seems like over the last few months we've been back and forth. They're making big progress and they're hugely behind and dragging their heels. Why is the U involved anyway? I thought it was supposed to be about players being able to independently sell themselves. Why Michigan's involved is because it's become pay for play across college football, so it's been perverted. It isn't what it's supposed to be. Something is going to be announced relatively soon. I've talked to some of the conversations. I mean, you've got at least some things like the One More Year Fund that Valiant put together. Valiant's doing a lot of great things. You know, you can see some of my own pictures on some of the baseball cards or football cards rather, but I, you know, you think of them as baseball cards. But they're always innovating, coming up with new things. Valiant is. You've got Stadium in Maine, which is doing a lot of interesting stuff that's behind the scenes that you'll hear more about. But yeah, Michigan unfortunately has to have some kind of like involvement, but not like officially. But there is going to be an announcement that'll be coming. I don't know when. I got to dig in on that here soon. There's a person on Twitter saying Ward went back on promises for NIL, assistant pay, and increased Harbaugh's buyout. Have you heard any of this? If so, do you have an opinion? I haven't heard anything credible about any of that. I feel like that's just a lot of people throwing things at the wall and whatever. What's your take on Harbaugh on this? Villain or victim? Both. I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, you have to keep in mind that as much as everyone wants to pin it on Ward, and I said this in the podcast the other day, Jim Harbaugh is under contract for what, like the next 5 years or the next 4 years? This is, and he made $10 million this last year. He's set to make like $9 million this next year. This isn't like a situation where it's the year before his contract is up. It's not like it was going into 2021, right? So it's a little bit of both, right? Like victim in the sense of like, yes, he wants to be compensated like one of the top coaches in college football, which he has proven at this point he is. He's taken Michigan to two college football playoffs. He's won the last two Big Ten championships. Right now he's running the conference. It's, you know, he should be paid better than Mel Tucker and James Franklin. He wants, just like anyone would in their job, that type of compensation. However, he is still under contract for the next couple of years. So some of this is self-inflicted. So if he like goes and starts complaining privately or publicly about recruiting after this and people saying he has interest in the NFL and it's coming from our enemies, that type of stuff, hey man, you did this yourself. So we've got a special insertion here. Someone who's never asked a question. It's a fellow Locked On host. And that's former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire at Malik Zaire 8. Harbaugh leaving sends the program back to the Stone Ages. I wouldn't say that, but I think it would. If Harbaugh did leave, which I don't believe he will, I think it would certainly set Michigan back to the Stone Ages. I don't know about that. I think Michigan would be all right. I think they'd probably promote a guy like Sherrone Moore. Maybe they'd go and find another guy. I think that they would be fine. Would it be this 10-2, 11-1, apparently 12-0 type program? I don't know. That new coach would have to prove it, but we've seen guys do that, right? We've seen Lincoln Riley do it. We've seen Ryan Day do it. Guys that learned from someone else and then elevated their own ability once they became a head coach. So I don't know about the Stone Ages unless they decided that they were going to change things up, go with someone who runs a completely different system and all of that stuff, but I don't think that they would do that. Spencer Whitmore at Spencer Whitmore, are you going to reveal your intel you mentioned prior to the OSU game? Okay, might as well. The season's over. Not that it would have mattered for those last ones. I just, y'all know how I feel about this after people started taking to Instagram with my stuff. I didn't even get any like blowback from anyone in the program or anything. I just don't like taking that chance because I've had that happen before. It's not a fun situation. So, okay. So here's what I had heard. So if you recall, Michigan had one of the issues with Don Brown, which I think the first media person to say this. Well, there's the KRT. There's your answer your question. Now she's up there growling. I don't know what she heard, but she heard something. Anyway, it's that was fun. I was the first, I believe, to publicly mention the Don Brown stuff with the obvious play calling and all of that kind of stuff, and how the Ohio State knew exactly what the play calling was. This was another reason why I was pretty optimistic going into last year that, or 2021 rather, that Michigan's defense would be a lot better against Ohio State's offense because that, you know, glitch had been fixed. Well, Michigan took it to another level this year under Jesse Minter. So obviously they changed the signals. Of course they changed them from what they were under Mike McDonald. That makes no, you know, complete sense. But from what I was told, they essentially were kind of baiting Ohio State to some degree, and they were kind of really Kind of playing some subterfuge because Ryan Day supposedly really takes pride in being able to steal the signals of the other team. And I'm not accusing them of cheating. Every team does this, right? This is not like it's legal. Every team does it. But and certainly Ohio State had done it in 2018 and 2019. It worked really well for them. I'm sure Michigan had done it in some of these years or whatever. I don't know because I haven't had that those types of conversations. But what I do know is that Michigan had prepared for the idea that Ryan Day might have gone in really confident about what Michigan's defensive signals were, at least. And I don't know if it was offensive as well. But Michigan had a plan. They not only had different signals from what they've had in the past, they completely changed in the game week, I was told. Now, did that actually happen? I'm not 100% sure, but this is something that I was told was going to happen sometime mid-season. I thought it was brilliant subterfuge. And I think it's it's an interesting thing to do. So... whatever they thought they knew, they didn't know. I can understand why Zuri is barking. It sounds like there's someone upstairs when there should be no one upstairs. Anyway, Ike Hamlin at Hamstand 87. Do you grab Zuri's snoot? I do constantly. I grab her snoot. She does not like that. I kiss her. I bite her. I do all those things. She does not like being bitten, but. You know, or any of that stuff. She's underneath the table right now. She's done with all the barking. Real question, if we have another successful season, do we have to empty the Brinks truck for Minter and Moore and Hart? I would hope that they figure out a way to do it now so that you can try to keep the band together. But the problem is with more success, those guys are going to get courted and for their own head coaching jobs, right? That's just how it's going to go. That's just the problem that you face with any program. It really sounds like there's someone upstairs, so that's really interesting. I'm being paranoid here. But yeah, that's the problem that you face with anybody. Period. All right, let's move on here. Anton Sesmita Mangala. Sesmita Mangala. First, to clear up from last week, I was at Disney World. The new Guardians ride at Epcot was amazing. I hope your time at Disneyland was great as well. It was good. It was rainy and I missed Disney World. I want to ride Guardians. I didn't even think about it. Granted, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at Disneyland, which is a retooling of Tower of Terror. I like it a lot better. I rode it 8 times in 3 days, 4 times in 1 day, twice a day, except for in the middle day. But yeah, and I missed Flight of Passage, which is my favorite ride anywhere. So I mean, I'm envious. Second, do you see Michigan expanding the capacity of the Big House in the future? I can't imagine where they would even add on. I'm sure at some point, and it sounds like the end zones are, would be the area that they would do it in. I don't know what that would look like. I think it would probably look ugly, but at this point, just leave it alone unless someone else is deciding to add on to become the big, you know, even bigger. You know, if someone else, like, you know, is deciding that they're going to find a way to become bigger than Michigan Stadium, that's when you attack that. All right, Perry Mitchell at Perry Mitchell 08. If Michigan misses out on Jayden Davis like they did with Moore and Carr, are we relying on Davis Warren in 2024 if McCarthy moves on? I mean, maybe the transfer portal is always a thing now, right? Like it's become more of a thing. If JJ McCarthy moves on because he had a really good year, of course, that was what that would mean. Certainly, you could go out and find a guy that would be interested in going somewhere else. You've seen plenty of those types of players. This year, you know, Sam Hartman or Spencer Sanders types out there, and you could say, hey, come to Michigan. Look at what we just did with J.J. McCarthy. So I think that would be an option. Jacob Chavarria at Chavarria. Chavarria, rather. Are you moving back to Ann Arbor? I am not. I'm in Fenton in the temporary. I'm planning on moving more into the Heartland, Highland, Fenton-ish area. I'd be closer to family. Plus, I think I'm more productive when I live a little further away. And I liked believe it or not, I like not having the convenience of everything right nearby, even though I act like it. I have literally a couple times I've looked at my watch because I've got crumble cookies on the way because I don't need cookies, but I'm having a sweet tooth right now. But what's your guess with the holdup on Jim's potential new contract? Would Kiffin leave Ole Miss for Michigan? I think anyone would leave any of those kind of second tier programs for Michigan if Michigan was interested. I don't know. As far as the holdup, I just think it's a little bit of game playing chicken to some degree. Certainly, it does sound like Jim Harbaugh wants to try to figure out what his NFL interest is. I think part of that is to be able to come back with a number. Part of that is to see, could he get what he wants in the NFL? Like, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's like, hey, I don't really want to leave this job, but could I get more from this? Like, could I get an NFL job with more money and also the whole, you know, control thing? Is that that's something I could possibly get? You know, that type of thing. Finishing us out in segment two, James Kovalevsky at @coach_Kovo. A lot has been said about Michigan football's recruiting issues, but it feels like a lot less has been said about their success in the transfer portal. Thoughts on the reason for the discrepancy between the two? Well, I think in part because the transfer portal, this is the first year that they've really killed it. They're not number one anymore in the transfer portal, because thanks to places like Colorado, who brought in 20 guys. I think that, and I think that it's just one of those things where, you know, recruiting feels a little bit different. It's funny because it's like a guy can be a five-star after the fact, you know, like a Olu Oluwatimi, but he's not going to be seen that way like someone who already was a five-star like Eniabe Oki, you know? Kind of interesting how that works. All right, we have a bunch more. We're going to rapid fire them. A lot of them are probably duplicates. I don't know. My eyes glazed over while looking at some of them. No offense to all you, but it's a lot of the same question. We'll get to those all in just a moment. All right, before we do that, if you're looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories, then you got to try a Built Bar, which is something I wish I had right here, right now. It's why I ordered crumble cookies. We just got through the holidays. I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. It's not working, but it's my goal. If you're like me and you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then man, I've got just the thing for you. You've got to try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious you won't even think they're good for you. Perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes Built Bars so good? Well, for starters, they're all covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, which I could go for right now. Peanut butter brownie, I could also go for. Or coconut almond, which is another one of my favorites. But I'm not sure how Built does it. But these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. What's even better is that they're healthy. Only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built Bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk into the pharmacy section. Grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate or coconut puffs, or if you're close to a Sam's Club, run and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. I think we're going to be under the 30-minute mark, even though we've got like 5 minutes and like 15 questions. Let's start with JT at JT_Wall Street. Why does Harbaugh do this to Michigan every year? This is only the second year he's done it to Michigan. So it seems like every year, because it's 2 years ago, they needed to fix the contract because his contract was up. So they had to go through that, and that's when it became an issue. Last year, it was, well, I think I do want to go to the NFL. And he tried, and it didn't work out. This year, it's, trying to get things back to par, I think. Shane at Seamus0914. Is there any truth circulating in the story that's essentially all Ward Manuel causing the issues with the Harbaugh situation? No, it's not all Ward Manuel, because like I said earlier, Jim Harbaugh is under contract for several years. So, Justin Revord at Justin Revord. Why do you think Michigan is so reluctant on paying Jim? The guy definitely deserves it. I do think that Michigan is somewhat set in its ways, and I don't think that they are thinking clearly on some part, but I think they also think that the contract he has is good. You know, no one's going to willfully part with money, more money, if they don't have to, you know? No one's going to. I think that's the big part of it. Matthew Leonard at Buffman 74. Why do you feel people discount Harbaugh's impact on this team? I feel like a good amount of fans don't appreciate what he's accomplished in his tenure so far. I think most fans do, but I mean, certainly there's ones that are frustrated and want to see him go just because they're frustrated. And, you know, if he signs again and then wins the Big Ten championship and goes to the college football playoff, everyone will be happy again. And if he goes through this again next year, people will be sad. You know, those same people will be upset again. And if it, this could repeat every single year and the same people would be elated when he resigns and angry when he doesn't. It's just how it is. Brandon Blankenship at Blankenship, Blankenzip rather, 00. With Jamon heading to the NFL, does Sanders still move to cornerback and someone like Barry take over the nickel duties? It's certainly possible. I think that they'll go more. I think they'd like to keep Sanders still at nickel and then get another big body guy. And certainly they have other guys I didn't even mention, like Jair Hill, who's a big body guy, or, you know. But I think that they've got a mixture of guys who are on the roster and guys that they would try to probably look in the transfer portal for another one. That closes relatively soon. I don't know how that works, though. I don't know if it closes to bring people in or if it closes to just to put yourself in it. I'm not really sure how that works because I haven't really cared to know. Nathan Hatzer, I think. Yeah, okay. At Nathan Hatzer 45. Will the playbook open up in 23 on offense? I hope so, especially because you'll have a junior quarterback who's a second-year starter. Also, who's likely to finish in the top on the team in touchdowns, receiving yards, and tackles on defense? Let's see. Touchdowns, Blake Corum probably again. I could see Donovan Edwards also challenging there. Receiving yards, if Cornelius Johnson comes back, I think he would be the obvious one, but wouldn't be surprised if it's Roman Wilson. I'd love to see Roman Wilson win that. And it could be another guy like Darius Clemens, who I've been high on that we haven't really seen much from. Tackles on defense, I'll go with the reigning champion, Junior Colson. So that's where I'm going to go with. Pitto for Life at Pitto for Life. Can you discuss the 2023 schedules of Michigan versus Georgia? Non-conference games are similar, but national... And some local media seem to rag on Michigan, calling their schedule soft. Now, their schedule is soft. It's less soft than it was this year because at least ECU has got a team with a winning record this past year. Who are the other ones? Bowling Green wasn't bad. I think they were 5-7 or so this past year. And then UNLV, I think, was around there too. One of those other two had a winning record, I believe, as well. Or I think it was 6-7 and 5-7 or something like that. And then ECU actually was like 8-6 or something. I can't remember exactly. It honestly doesn't matter. it's going to be the same. You know, Michigan's especially after losing to TCU the way they did, it's going to be a lightning rod for negative attention. It just is what it is. So be it. Draven McIntyre at Dravy Baby, Dravy underscore baby. With the struggle during bowl games, do you think it's a lack of preparation over a long span of waiting for the bowl game compared to how we are when games are a week apart? I think there's something to that. I just think that honestly, though, Michigan just outsmarted itself. We've seen Jim Harbaugh at times try to be the smartest man in the room and it really work against them. So it just is what it is. Sometimes, Michael Montembeau at M Montembeau. Why does it seem like Harbaugh doesn't trust JJ to throw the ball in the red zone? We never run red zone plays like other elite programs. I think after the interception against Indiana, they somewhat shut it down. So I think that that's just sometimes what happens there. I have to reply to this. Okay, apologies. This is a timely thing. Okay, there we go. Anyway, that's real professional on my part. I could edit that out. It would take too much time. It's not going to happen. I think that they have run some, in, you know, we saw some more kind of in the Big Ten championship game. I would have liked to have seen something in, you know, I just think that they like to do the smash mouth thing up front. We'll see what, you know, we'll see if they change that. And especially they need to be better in the red zone. They just do. Pete Nugent at Pete Nugent 4, unlike some other big time programs. Why does it seem like Michigan is always dragging its feet or behind the time? Seems like we have a pattern lately of being two steps forward and one big step back. Tradition, hubris, I think, is part of it. Ego, all of that. Trent Waller at Wolverback. If Harbaugh does leave, does Ward Manuel survive? Almost certainly. Jamara at Jamara 23732. When will this Jim Harbaugh saga be done with? I've heard as early as tomorrow, but we'll see. Is there any chance Ward Manuel will be fired? The lack of NIL and contract extension for coaches is sad. I don't believe he will be, but stranger things have happened, but I don't believe that's the case. Clark at Blue for Life 8. If Harbaugh were to leave, do you think there'd be a mass exodus of players in the portal, or do you think most stick around at least for one more year to feel out the new staff? Think with Blake Corum and some of those guys coming back, I think most would. I think that honestly they'd hire in-house anyway, so I don't think most would leave or many would leave. I think they would try to mitigate that and then maybe reassess after the next year, which would be a disappointing thing given that Michigan should make it back to the college football playoff next year. Carl Cordell at Cordell underscore Carl. Michigan, is there any real smoke about Damani Jackson transferring? I mean, I've seen the message board fodder. I've heard that he took USC off of his, at least his Twitter account. I don't know. It would be interesting to see, especially kind of given that Michigan was the runner up, it seemed. You know, we had a really good conversation, or at least I did. This was on Wolverine's Wire with Randy Jackson, his father, and everything like that. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know at this point. He'd have to make that decision very soon. Dax at Daxville, do you think Michigan should get a new OC? Well, I don't know why you would think that, but no, I don't. Reese Robinson at Reese Robinson 75. Could Blake Corum be used in the passing game the next coming season? I would probably use more Donovan. I think he'll probably still get a couple catches here and there, but Donovan's the more surefire catcher. But yeah, I'm sure he'll get some, but Donovan would probably be the way I would go with that. Brett Beyer at Brett Beyer 6. What do you make of Santa Ono's Twitter post? Was it actually a constructive meeting to where Manuel actually got the hint, or was it just window dressing? Or what do you think of Harbaugh saying he appreciates the support from Ono and the university, but leaves out Manuel? Well, the tweet was from Ono, so I think it would be weird to say something different there. I do think that it's a good thing that they're putting those out, right? That's publicly showing that there is movement. So, finishing us out, Jared B 2006 at Bull Bay Sewer. Bulbasaur? I'm not really sure. Who's the front runner to be the second corner next year? I would probably still put my money on Jade McBurrows. But could be him, could be another guy who's, I mean, some of these guys have got a year or two under their belt now. You know, you look at or even a guy like Jair Hill or Cameron Calhoun. They'd have some ability to grow under their role before they hit up a really good passing offense in conference. So, but I'm going to stay with Jaden McBurrows. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for watching and or listening. We actually weren't under 30, and those weren't as bad as I thought they were based off of the copy and paste from Twitter. We'll be back a little bit earlier on Friday with Mike Golic Jr. So we'll see you then. Peace.